Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Five things you need to know as you wake up.
So, the plot thickens. A truck driver now has been arrested at Eskom's Camden station on Tuesday for allegedly tampering with the coal, just a week after the utility caught a contractor trying to sabotage operations at the same station. Again, it's a very easy question. Sit down and think to yourself, who gets to benefit if it is seen that this SOE and this government are failing? Which person and which group serve to gain the most? I thank you.
And then if you happen to be on the M41 at least near Umhlanga on Tuesday afternoon and were stuck in that hectic traffic, this is why. It was all very dramatic. A taxi driver driving his taxi was pulled over by the Hawks. He was freaking out, thinking he had done something wrong, but it was not the taxi driver they were looking for, but his 23-year-old passenger. They get the passenger out. In his bag, commercial explosives, just cruising the M41. Mm. The taxi driver said that he went absolutely cold when he found out what was happening inside of his taxi.
Was there a detonator found as well? I do believe.
I have no idea.
Carrying explosives is one thing, but with the detonator, that's rookie. You don't carry the explosives and the detonator in the same vehicle.
I really don't know much about explosives. It's just scary.
It's frightening.
Yeah. And then I brought you the story, I think, on Monday that some of the teams at the World Cup were going to wear that One Love armband. Mm. And then before the matches, FIFA said, if you do it, we'll sanction you guys. Well, Germany yesterday were the fifth team to play out of the seven. And their players actually did something pretty cool. They covered their mouths for the team photo.
Okay, we've been muzzled.
Yes, we've been censored.
Censored. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool to see.
Huh. Scar, what do you think they would do if someone had like the rainbow or the One Love tattooed on them?
Oh.
Do you think they would have let them play?
That's very interesting.
That's
probably
very
not.
Very interesting. Yeah. Can we send that email to the team?
I would just like to know that. There's always a way around.
And then Germany got tucked in by Japan afterwards.
Scar.
And please, I don't want to cause unnecessary trauma in your life now, but we have heard from City Councillor Sakil Mgadi that we need to stockpile water. This is following outages in various areas across the city. Apparently, the city is working on filling up the reservoirs after the staff's go slow has affected repairs. I'm not sure which areas exactly, but if you have it and you can get 1 to 5 liters, maybe do that. You're saying no, Darren?
I'm saying, come on, man.
I know. It's too much,
eh? Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. And then I need to also look into the weather reports. We've got some bad weather, inclement weather, northwest of us as well, that we have to look out for this weekend, today, tomorrow, and this weekend. Now, more than 1,000 soldiers and 230 horses formed part of the pomp and ceremony at Horse Guards Parade in London to welcome President Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa. I think that's how you say it. Mm. The president is on a state visit to Great Britain at the invitation of King Charles III and the British Queen Consort Camilla. The King greeted him in a most kingly way.
President Ramaphosa.
Oh, what?
Welcome. Efshini. Dumela.
Yeah, that's it.
Swabona.
Is Swabona, yeah?
Molo.
Molo, smash it.
Malweni.
Yes,
okay.
Da.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, guys. It sounds to me like someone who is doing the PR and marketing for the royals just didn't slip in there to his ear and say, by the way, the PH is not an F.
Yeah.
I think, don't you think that's a little bit weak?
Yeah. Also, you know that thing about you can't teach an old dog new tricks? That king is old.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell him the pronunciation 30 seconds before and he'll say,
yes, but surely Ramaphosa, he could have got a poser out rather than a foser.
Yeah, you're right. It was a bit of a faux pas.
A faux pas.
Anyway, it isn't the worst thing that's happened between the two countries.
Oh, wow.
Let's not miss that one.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.